Last week on The World, we told you about a smartphone app that some overseas and U.S. military voters will be using to cast ballots in the 2020 election. We've got an update. Researchers at MIT published a report today that said the voting app is riddled with serious security flaws, flaws that could even allow hackers to change or eliminate votes. The World's Lydia Emanuelito has been covering this story, and she's in the studio with me. Remind us what this app is, Lydia, and who gets to use it.
Yeah, this is an app that was created by a company that's based here in Boston. It's called Votes. That's V-O-A-T-Z. They've been around for a few years now, but this is the first time their app is going to be used in a presidential election. So counties in several states, including Utah, Oregon, Washington, signed up to let some voters use this app, the Votes app, to cast ballots in the primaries and the presidential election. And the goal here is to make voting more accessible for citizens living overseas, for military members based abroad, and in some cases for people with disabilities. But election security experts have been saying for a while that they have some serious concerns about internet voting broadly. They say it introduces unnecessary risks to a system that we already know is vulnerable, as we saw in 2016. And the report out today by MIT shows some serious security flaws with the Votes app in particular.
What exactly?
So what MIT researchers found was that hackers could do things like stop people from voting while they're using the app. They could change, you know, when you're looking at your phone and trying to cast your ballot, a hacker could change what you're looking at. And they could even change the votes that people cast using the app without the voter even knowing. Daniel Weitzner is the director of the MIT Internet Policy Research Initiative, and he was one of the researchers on the report.
The vulnerabilities that we've shown are real attacks that can be mounted certainly by nation-state adversaries and most likely by even less capable adversaries.
That's pretty worrying. What does Vote say about this?
Vote says that this report was done in bad faith, that the MIT researchers reviewed an old version of the app, and that the methodology was flawed because these MIT researchers didn't have access to the full system. Now, we should note that the reason why MIT researchers didn't have access to the full system is because Votes wouldn't give them access. This is actually one of the reasons why Votes has been so widely criticized by the election security community, is because people say the company hasn't been transparent. Researchers have been asking Votes to share its source code, to share a detailed technical description of its app, but they haven't done that. And they say there are proprietary reasons for that. Instead, what they've done is they've had third-party security firms do audits of their app, but none of the reports that have come out of those have been published. And so this is significant. This MIT report is significant because it's the first time we're seeing publicly an independent security analysis of Votes.
There is a lot more to the story that we couldn't get to. You can follow the rest of our coverage on our website, theworld.org. The World's Lydia Emanuelito. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.